Hi, I'm Thermal Center from Mighty Ducks, and I never listen to bad radio.
One team will leave the D&M Leasing CCOI 7 rink with no grooming issues whatsoever. And we aren't talking about the girl goalies. Losing team gets their head shaved. See it live on March 29th at AAC from Ramey King Insurance and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's quarter after four. It's Bob and Dan here at the Varsity Club up in Frisco. It's where 720 and 423
Thank you.
Intersect. Up here in
Frisco.
It's up here. Yeah, what's up, Frisco? It's a couple miles west of the tollway. All right, don't forget that if you want to purchase Stars playoff ticket strips, they're on sale now. So be the first on your block to have Stars playoff tickets. They went on sale this morning, 214-GO-STARS. Tickets for round one and round two, 214-GO-STARS. And right now it's St. Patrick's Day. So we'll move E-News a little bit because anytime we have an excuse to call foreign lands, well, I'm not even sure what it accomplishes, Corby, and maybe you can help us here. We don't really know what we're seeking to do except to spend station dollars to call foreign lands.
And you know what? Just about every radio station does this bit.
Do they?
Lots of them do. Let's call Ireland and see what their bid is. It's St. Patrick's Day. Let's call Ireland.
Well, what makes ours uniquely different?
It's us.
Wait, how?
You and I.
How big is the stay over there, for real?
That's what we want to find
out. Question one.
Right. See, I always thought that it was a lot more of a religious holiday over there than it is here.
It's not all centered around alcohol?
Well, why don't
like
we call
most religious holidays?
Let's call a church in Ireland, then.
No, I don't want to call a church.
That would be boring.
Being a
not in Ireland,
guy
dude.
Who spent a little bit of time in church seldom does
a wacky radio station ever call.
Yeah, well, anyway, all right. So where are we calling here, Tom?
We're going to call a place in Dublin called Cassidy's of Camden Street.
I all thought right. we were calling Ireland.
Well, Dublin is in Ireland.
Oh,
yeah, Dublin
okay.
is
right.
the...
All right, good.
This is a traditional Irish pub. It's not like a trendy place. In fact, President Clinton actually stopped off there a few years ago.
Save us gold.
Aren't traditional uh-huh. pubs trendy?
No. He's reading from their website.
Oh, right. I see. Okay.
Well, let's remember that it usually takes somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes to dial. So let's work on that.
Does Tom
here.
Know what he's doing?
I think so. He's practiced all day. He's practiced his international calling.
We can't even dial an extension at our own office, much less a foreign country, where country codes are used, you know?
No. What do you mean?
He's telling you.
The Emerald Isle has been inhabited for 9,000 years, guys. Were you aware of that?
What's the Emerald Isle?
Ireland.
You know what? I had no idea what St. Patrick's Day was, I swear to you, until you were talking about it on Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Thank
I
you.
Had no idea.
I'm glad I could help inform.
Are we dialing, Tom?
Yes, he's we're dialing.
On. Is it ringing? Bring it up. Let's party. We're having fun now here on The Ticket.
And throw that music down a little bit so we can hear the humans on the other end.
Hello?
You know, my name is McDowell, so maybe you should let me talk to him.
They you do the interview.
Maybe you could interpret.
They may understand where
wow,
I'm coming
from. Wow, it
sounds
from. Really crowded. They're getting somebody right now.
Well, put it up.
Doesn't sound like they're praying.
Okay, well,
we
turn
can't
it
hear
on
it.
The radio.
Are you going to relay what
Tom
they're saying
Tom is reporting
to
on it.
They're saying they're drinking.
Let's hear it.
What seems to be the problem here, Tom?
Don't wait for someone. We'll talk to them when they come on.
He just hung up on me.
Jeez. You know, Tom Gribble's a moron.
He just hung up on me.
All right, Tom, the next time you call someplace, we want to hear it ring. We might even want to hear you dial.
The guy goes, I'm sorry.
Okay, we want to hear that. Dial
call
it again
back.
Now.
Call back.
Dial.
I don't think he gets
we don't,
it.
This we don't want to hear what... We want to hear it, not a story about it.
Dave, make him do it on the air. We want to hear a dial tone. Or are we even still on the air?
We're, this is continuing coverage
has there been
of St. Patrick's Day.
Has there been a format change here at the Ticket?
To talk to you about Tom's phone call, and then we'll interview him afterwards, and he'll tell us what people
Tom?
In Ireland said about beer.
Oh. All right, excellent, excellent. Where is this place?
Dan, you say hello.
Okay, they'll understand
in Dublin.
Me.
Cassidy's in Dublin.
This is very exciting.
it's customary over there to let it ring like for 7 minutes.
They're
it's
probably
an old
it.
Tradition.
You think the caller ID says the ticket?
The Cobra.
See, it says the hard line, and they're afraid.
Oh, the afternoon show.
They're afraid.
Oh.
Well, Tom was right. This is the perfect time to call.
All right, failing. Do we have another one?
Is it really?
Yeah,
because I think it sounds like it's going great. Cassidy's.
Tom, you're going to be labeled as a triple douche if you don't...
Whoa!
It's a
abrasive, over the top.
Also a St. Patrick's Day tradition.
Right.
A triple, huh?
Yes.
All right, where are we calling now, Tom?
O'Donohue's.
Tom with failed click going right now.
Now, how's the knee brace today, Tom?
Nice, black, and stinky.
Are we dialing?
According to Tom's information, O'Donohue's is an old Irish pub.
Not a trendy place.
No. Small and narrow, O'Donohue's is famous the world over. Popular with both tourists and locals, this could be called a typical Irish pub.
So, here we are.
Maybe you should...
Oh, hold on.
Try calling the Varsity Club.
Ask for Bono. Oh, no.
Hello?
No.
This dude's from Ireland, by the way.
A robot
really?
Answer.
Yeah. He's a real live Irishman.
Okay, Tom, that doesn't sound good.
Can
so this morning,
that?
Gribble said he couldn't make it out to hockey practice because he had to do a lot of work. Like, I've got to call these pubs ahead of time to make sure the connection will be good.
Tom, do you want to save your good name with one more try?
Yeah, one more time. F in Ireland.
Remember, Tom?
Oh, yeah, it's Ireland's fault.
No one is able to call Ireland.
The first time you got in touch with them, yet you did the talking. I don't know. They won't talk to me. I mean, I talked to them, but now they won't.
That could be a bluff. You have to be aware of the Tom bluff.
They hung up.
He only tells us he was talking to
someone.
While
we're sitting there telling him over and over, let us talk
right.
to him.
I make
they
all
just
this
hung
stuff up.
Up. They just hung up with me. I had a good 5-minute conversation going with them.
Where are we, Tom? Okay, that's good.
Is this Mulligan's?
O'Donohue's.
What's the difference?
Again?
That sounds Irish.
We're calling an Irish ring. This is not a trendy place. A trendy place might pick the phone up.
By the way, I'd like to say...
Is this the busy signal or the ring?
No, this is the ring.
Are you sure?
I'd like to say hello to everybody in the number one slot on the ticket top 10 right now. How's it going?
Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell filling in for the hard line... Tried valiantly to call a pub in Ireland.
You know what, Tom?
You're the worst producer ever.
This is now a quest. We have 6 minutes, that what we call a break and a ticker, for you to figure out how we can talk to someone in Ireland, because up next, we are not allowing this to fail.
Wait.
We will not go to Ireland.
Wait. Bob Knight's next.
Is he?
Yeah.
Bob Knight will call Ireland with us next on the ticket.